And she says, no, like us in the house, we have, we buy shots and we do it for free. We don't pay the money. We just have a way. We're winning. So it's not worth anything to me. But he says, no, but I paid a monthly fee. I'm giving you a service. I'm giving you Shava Kesef of Kedushin. So is it Mekudeshes? Well, it depends. In his books, you do have to pay. It's a service. It's Shava Kesef. She says not. As I fear the Tata. Yeah, but it's Boyim Ka'achas. They're going to get married now. And now she's going to be Mekudesh to him. So it's on his standards. So is it Mekudeshes now? Did he give her something? Boyim Ka'achas. That now he gave her something that now that they are married is worth something. So the hakdama to this question is do you have to pay for that music? What's the din, legavi copyrights? Now it's a big sugya, and there are a few basic gemaras we're going to go through, and then a few klolim from poiskim kadmoinim, a tshuvas ramah, and tshuvas chasam soifer, and various others. And then be'ezer Hashem, practical halachic applications will be in Sunday's shir. In the Hemshech, we're going to discuss how to apply it. You know, apply it. But to know the basics from the sugya, the Gemara in Kedushin, Ani Hamahapich Becharara, Uba Acher Kedushin Daf Nuntes. You had it in the Chayveres, right? Ani Hamahapich Becharara, Uba Acher Venot Lehemenu, Mai Omar Le Russia. You're a Russia. There was an Ani, Lav Dafka, an Ani, but a person. Going after that Harara, and you went and bypassed him and took it before him, instead of him, you're a Rasha. Now, I actually, for this sugyo, looked up various other Mekoiros, and one was in English, actually. Someone brought me a scholarly work, and he actually talked about the pauper in pursuit of the pie clause. And after the 20th time when he was Ani Hamahapach B'Harara, the pauper in pursuit of the pie clause, does it apply, doesn't it apply? But it's not only pauper in pursuit of the pie. It's pauper in pursuit of the purchaser. When a person is trying to do a business and trying to promote a item or something, and someone else is going to try instead and angle his way in, is that also Ani Hamahapach B'Charara? Now, for basics in Ani Hamahapach B'Charara, Rashi says over there in Kedushin, it's talking about a harara of hefker. It was hefker. First come, first serve. He sees it. He runs towards it. And someone else comes, runs, and takes it instead. Rabbeinu Tam argues, it's there in the Tosfos, in Kedushin Daf Nun Tes. He says, no, by a dover hefker, it's not true. Anyone can grab it first. Rather, we're talking about when it's business. It's masa umaton. Someone's trying to buy or sell something. And you come first. I'll sell it to you instead. I'll sell it to you bigger, better. No. That's what's going on. So it's a machlokes rishonim bichlal, if there's ani hamahapach b'charara by a dvar hefker. Tosfos has a kasha, afen art, and afen untes, from the sugyan baba metzia. The Mishnah says, ro'es hametzia, v'nofel aleha, oy shepirish talisa aleha. He thought that falling on it is going to let it be his. Or he threw his talis over it. He thought that throwing his talis is going to make it his. It doesn't. And ba'acher v'notla, someone else comes and picks it up first. Kinyan hakba, right? The fact that the first guy saw it, that's re'iyah, loy kaina. Sugyat baba metziyah daf beis. That he fell on it, not kaina. That he threw his talus over it, not kaina. What about the fact that he's within the dalad amis, and dalad amis is kaina? Now that's actually a sugya on daf yud and baba metziyah. Put it in parentheses, not for us. The second guy comes and says, uba'acher v'notla. Fractai says, why? He's a rasha though. It was a dvar hefker, it was a metziyah. But the first guy was already going for it. He's an Ani HaMahapich. Why does it say so simply that the second guy, the Mishnah, a Mishnah in Baba Metziah, Uba Acher V'not L'Harei U'Shaloi, he should be a Rasha. Bishlema Rabbeinu Tam says it's a riot to me that by Hefker there's no din of Ani HaMahapich B'Charara. But if by Hefker also Ani HaMahapich B'Charara, what's the issue here? It's a big problem. I heard once an interesting vart from the Kotzker, actually. But Pshat, in the Sugya, says like this. In the system of Ani HaMahapach is Hashem sends down Shefa to everyone and everyone's going to get his thing. And don't try to angle a different guy. But hey, the first guy here also was not going Lefi the rules. He's jumping on it, falling on it, throwing his talus. He's not in the system over here. So, you know, strategy over here. You're also, that's not on it. That's a Mahapach HaMahapach B'Charara. That's not, then you're allowed to. Teretz Farashi, you have to know. Interessante, their hair. But that's the first step. Ani HaMahapach B'Charara. And it's not just about a piece of pie. It's looking for a purchaser, looking for something to buy. Another very important Gemara, Baba Basra, Daf Chaf Aleph. I don't know what page it is on the Choveret, but it's in Baba Basra. It's on Daf Chaf Aleph. Amar Rav Huna, Hai Bar Mevuah De'uki Rechaya. Va'osa Bar Mevuah Chavrei V'kamuki Gabei. Dinahu De'ma'akev Alei. Someone has a business. He's selling, he's providing a service of grinding wheat. But it's a business. And someone else in the same neighborhood, Mavoi, opens up such a business. So you can be ma'akev him. Pasak delay lechiyuse. You're staring my business. Now there's so many details over here. And is this mamish the sugi of Ani HaMahapech or a little different? We have to see. But the Gemara continues. Leime misayele. Marchikin mitzudas dog min hadog kimoli reaches a dog. A guy's fishing. And he already has, he's ma'apech to that fish. Why? Like one shot, he's using fish as bait, bringing in other fish. Another pshat is that maybe he was already kind of the fish. The fish swam up. Kenyan Hagbah, interesting pshat. There's various other pshatim, but he already has first dibs on the fish. Can someone else go and grab it instead and start angling in? The details about that. The Gemara continues. One more detail. The Gemara quotes a Mishnah in Baba Metzia, in Daf Samach. Rav Yehuda Oimer lo yechalek chen v'nikloyos ve'agoyzem l'tinoikos mipnei shemar gilin etzlei. You can't start giving the kinderlach in the shuk. Everyone has like a booth where they're selling their wares. And you call the kinderlach over, you start giving them candies. Yeah, egoizim. You're not allowed to do that. Because then they're going to come to your store. V'chachomim atirin. So the Gemara says, one second, it's a machlekes tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim. Rabbi Yehuda says, don't give out candies to potential little kid customers. And Chachomim say, yeah. Says the Gemara, lema, always the style of the Gemara, that the Amirayim are arguing in a machlekes tanoim. So maybe Rav Huna, this issue of the fish and the opening the mavoi, the rechayim, is totally in this. Says the Gemara, no. That's different. Over there, everyone could agree you're allowed to give them the candies. Anoka miflagi amguzi at plug shaviski. I give them this, you give them this. Enhancing customer service, that's legit. I'll call it luring in customers, but it's legit. I'm providing a service. I'm making a better atmosphere in the store, nicer to the customer, good deal. Mivtzaim, how do you say that? Yeah, okay, good, right? November, Sam, black, this, I'm offering things. Shetutzach, you're not allowed to do that? So now how does all that fit in with the system of Ani HaMahapech B'Charora? That is the two basic Gemaras we have to see. Although, again, we're fighting against the clock. And I don't know, we'll try to get back to this Gemara in Baba Basra. There's another about the fish. There's another Gemara when it talks about Pesakte Lechiyuse, about stopping someone's business. And again, can you sell and promote and advertise that your item is better, cheaper, you're going to be nicer to the customers, bigger, better return policy? There's something else called Ma'arufya. I brought it in the Mara Makoimis. The Rishonim talk about it. It's not a Gemara. When a person already has, it's a big shayla, it's lashon of Yaroif Kamotor Likhi. The chef is coming in, it's raining in. A person already has, on this corner of the market, he already has it down. He has the connections, he already has it going, he has matzav with those certain customers. There it might have more, it might be similar to the fish case, and it's called Ma'arufya. There's a whole nidin in the Paisikim about Ma'arufya and when you're allowed to step on a guy's toes, elbows, when he already has Ma'arufya. There's another sugya of Yoyrid L'umnis Chaveiroi, which we're going to have to see about. Those are basic Gemaras. Now, we started with Ani HaMahapech B'Charora, and I want to explain something. We're not talking about Gezel Gomer over here. We're talking about some gray area things, such as, we mentioned Yoyrid L'umnis Chaveiroi. There's a lashon of another Chazal with his, I want to quote, there might be loisase gvul. There might be even issues here. It's not v'hafta l'reicha kamoicha. You know, you learned in Gan, that's also important. But you might be stepping on the area of v'hafta l'reicha kamoicha. Let's talk it straight out. Pasakta l'chiyuse. You're opening the competing store in a case when you're not allowed to. Mamish an echtige gazlan? Or just it's not a zoi beseder? Russia? Or just not lefnimishur asadin? How far? What are the rules about this? Those are some basic Gemaras. There was more, but I want to go within our framework to some basics from the early Paiskim. We'll start actually with the Tshuvas Ramah, but I want to give some background to what's going on over here. In the 1500s, the invent of the printing press, a phenomenal thing. Instead of just writing your chedushim on a scroll, you can actually, it was a lot of work, and it was not exactly the way it's done nowadays with digital printing, but with a lot of work and preparing these huge metal, plates, you could make 50 copies of the same sefer. Like, wow, who's going to buy it? It was very expensive, but there was such a musig. Now, the Beis Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Cairo, wrote a pirush makif. He wrote the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam, but then he wrote a Pirush Makif on the tour, and he called it the Beis Yosef. And many hundreds of miles away is a much younger rabbi, Rav Moshe Ishalis from Krakow. He was also writing a Pirush on the tour, being Mesakim, the Rif, and the Rambam, and the Rosh, and all the different Shittas of the Rishonim, in a very similar style. And he hears that Rav Yosef Cairo, who was a much senior Rav, did it. He pashit was going as it. You know, print also. He pashit was going, is it? Zoom ahead 10 years later, a few years later, the Beis Yosef, after doing this pirish on the tour, wrote actually a novel idea. He wrote a Shulchan Aruch. Mavel al Arayin. Mamish, a sikum of the halachas of the Shulchan Aruch. At the same time, Rav Moshe Isselis was writing a Shulchan Aruch. He heard that the Beis Yosef is writing a Shulchan Aruch. He was going, is it? We do have Darkei Moshe on the tour, certain small snippets of additions, and in the Shulchan Aruch also we have the Mappa. You know, Shulchan Aruch is a table, and he's the tablecloth, the Mappa. That's what it's called, the Ramah. But twice he backed down. Now you have to know something. Shulchan Aruch, it's an original format, was as it was. It was just the Beis Yosef's Mechaber text, and then quite soon after that, inserted with the Ramah, the Mappa. That's all it was. It was a Kitzer Shulchan Aruch. The whole development of the Morgan Avraham, Taz, Sma, Shach, all that happens hundreds of years later, 200 years later. It's a slowly developing process. Then there's Prima Godim and Ksois, and there's new prints and this, and we'll try to get to that. But the original was a Shulchan Aruch. As a matter of fact, in Choshen Mishpat, in Simin Mem Gimel, there's a halacha that if you sell someone with a shtar and you tell them, I'm going to pay you within Pesach till Shavuos, so it says you have to pay him, and then it ends off Ad Kan Yoim Chof Aleph. And there's a machlok is Sma and Shach. What does it mean, Ad Kan Yom Chaf Aleph? So the Shach says it means 21 days between Pesach and Sukkot, Cheshbening, and without counting like Boim or a whole Cheshbon. The Sma says, no, you don't get it. In the original prints from Venice of the Shulchan Aruch, it was a small sefer, one krach, and it actually was broken into 30 sections so you could finish it every month. And it happens to be, by coincidence, by Simon Mem Gimel, Sif Chav Tes over there, it said Ad Kan Yoim Chav Aleph, as it said a lot of times, Ad Kan Yoim Chav Beis, Chav Gimel. It was a 30-day program to learn it. And the Ad Kan Yoim Chav Aleph stayed, even though it does look appropriate there for the days between Pesach and Shavuos. But it just goes to show it was this small sefer. And twice the Ramah back down. I'm not sure if this is Ani Amahapach, what happened over there, but twice the Ramah backed down. First on the Pirush of the Beis Yosef, and a second time, from Tzveiken Mol, the Shulchan Aruch and the Mappa. I heard from an Adam Godel. It's a Moir de Kazach. The Mechaber, the Beis Yosef, and the Ramah. As Shulchan Aruch developed, most of the Noisei Kalim, as it turned into this massive thing, are Mitalmidov and Miyotzei Chalotzov of the Ramah. Now, no one decided that. It was Klal Yisrael decided it, but that's as it is. Most of them, Prima God, most of them are from the Europe, are from the Ramah, the Ashkenazi Europe facet. And I heard this from Adam Gadol. The Ramah was Zoiche, that the original text he was Mevater on twice. But then afterwards, it's from his base medrash, his Yaitzach, lots of more were on the page, sort of. Now, it's very interesting. There are four halakim to Shulchan Aruch. Again, it was a 30-day project to finish it every week. Oyrachaim, Yoyredeya, Evan, Ezra, Choshen, Mishpat is Gematria, 1,705. And there are also 1,705 simonim in the Arba Chalke Shulchan Aruch. It's not a coincidence. Hilchas Shofar is in Simon Tov Kuf Pei Vav, Gematria Shofar. Hilchas Chanuk is Tov Reish Ayin, Gematria Vitzivonu Lahadlik Ner Chanukah. I'll stop there. There's a lot of other things like that. Now, anyways, so the Shulchan Aruch is printed, and now we have, I'm going to quote it, Shuvas Ramah. This is the same Ramah, Rav Moshe Ishalis, but not from Shulchan Aruch. We're going into an interesting tshuva from the Ramah. And the story goes like this. This is in the 1500s. There was a tzaddik, a Talmud Chacham. His name was Rav Meir Katzenellenbogen, otherwise known as the Marami Padua. He lived in the 1500s, and with a lot of work, he prepared a text of Maimon, Rambam, with if he even one or two pirushim on the side, I'm not sure which ones, and his own pirush and his sons. You know, hopped along, he was going to print, and he came in corroboration. It says it in the booklet, actually, if you look in the footnotes. I'm pronouncing the guy's name wrong, but Alvis Bragadini was a Goyesha, it says it in the thing, was a Goyesha in the Chuvas Ramah, a Goyesha printer. This is at the advent of the printing press. And in corroboration with Alvis Bragadini, he's starting to print out a Rambam, very Muga. There was a lot of mistakes. He's going to fix it, change the mistakes, and add, of course, his and his son's Pirish. Now, there were other things being printed then also, Bibles, Vesachs, I don't know what else. And his competitor, the Goyish competitor of Bragadini, was Marcantonio Justinian. It says it in the book over there. And he decided to make a bigger, better, cheaper version. And Reb Meir Katzenelmog, the Maran Padova, went to the Ramah, and he writes a letter, and he says, listen, competition ahin, you have to write a letter to the Oilam HaTorah here that they should only buy mine. And the Ramah, it's a very big Arichas in the Tshuva, has 4 points. Each one is a sugya. I'm just going to give you the headlines. We have a lot more to do. But the Ramah in Tshuva Yud, Tshuvas HaRamah, the same Ramah from the Shulchan Aruch, but this is Tshuvas HaRamah. He says, first of all, it's Pesakte Lechiyusei. It's the sugya in Baba Basra. That's first of all. He put a lot of effort and money. And by the way, and we're going to soon see, it took a lot of more time till your money came back. What do you call it? Till he gets it back. What? Till he gets revach, okay, fine. Till he gets a return on his hard toil and sweat. It's pasak to lechiyusai. Don't buy Marcantonio's Rambam. Only Bragadini's. Only the Marami Paduas. A second thing is the Marami Paduas is a Talmud Chacham. There's a different sugi we didn't mention yet. But if a Talmud Chacham comes to town and he has something to sell, nekoit le shuka, close the market. Close the market. Let the Talmud Chacham sell his wares first. A sugya. This is also a bechina not to buy Yenis Rambam because of Nekoit Le Shuka. A third thing says, Shkoyech. A third thing says the Shuvas HaRamah. It's a yid against the goy. And Avadi is supposed to give service parnasa to a yid. There's a shayla even a chiloini to a not. I'm going to go with it. But here it's a Hagam Bragadini was not Jewish, but the Marami Padua was. Marcantonio wasn't in collaboration with someone from the Oilam. And a fourth taina the Ramah comes, which is mamish, not our sugya, but it's the fourth reason the Ramah says, is that Marami Padua did a much better job on the hagois and on the mistakes and on the girse. It wasn't Frankel yet, but it was, you know, coming up. And he said, it's pashut al tishkoin ba'alecha avla to have the other Rambam. It's a safer she'enei muga. 4 reasons, each one suffices. Quadruple, don't buy Marcantonio Justinian's Rambam. Buy the Rambam from the Marami Padova. Now we buy Frankel, it's just a question of the medium one or the large one. There's a Tshuvas Chasam Sofer, and he says something very important for the sugya. He says, you have to understand, for hundreds of years, starting with the printing press now, from then, anyone that put out a sefer usually would have 3 haskamas from big rabbonim, and people have a misconception about what the haskamas were. The haskama was not to give you on the toichen of the sefer that it's a good sefer, and not on the yosher of the mechaber of the author. It wasn't about the gavra, and it wasn't about the chefza. It wasn't about the toichen of what the sefer is about. It was mostly a dire warning of this guy put a lot of effort. For the next 20 years, 15, 20, 25, there was different neschais. Anyone's in cherem if you try to sell such a kind of a sefer. That's what the purpose of haskamas were. And usually there's always 3. It's a, look at Sfarim from the 16th, 17th, 1800s. Usually 3 basic haskamas. As time went on, people also talked about who the mechaber is and what other Sfarim he wrote and what the topic's about. And it's a royal lechol that. But the point, there's all the fluff. The point was, don't try to print this. This is a cherem. The Chasam Sofer writes, and this has ramifications for Bizman Azeh. Why? What rights do you have? Someone else also wants to print. He says, Be'emes, it wasn't as mominus and it wasn't as choshen mishpat. It was shmiras gacheles hatoira. It was a very hard, painstaking work to try to do these printings. Your return didn't come till much, much years later. If it would not, and if 5, 10 years down the line, a competitor is coming and selling, and you're not selling your Sfarim, Tishakach Torah Miyisrael. That's the backing and the halachic power to this demand of, you can't do this, you're going to be in Cherem. It wasn't Stam Achosh and Mishpa thing, it was for Shmiras Gacheles HaTorah. And I saw that there are Poiskeis Manenu that say, Could be nowadays it's not like that. Yes, it's a business. Yes, you have to invest. Yes, it takes time to get your return. But it's not a matzav of ulai tishtokach toira miyisrael. And could be the din will change. That's a chiddush. Could be the din will change. Now, as the years developed, there were also a few other issues. There was once a famous story where someone made a set of machzorim, actually a 9-volume set. I'm not sure, maybe it was weekday, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, maybe Shemini Atzeres was separate. A whole fancy 9-volume set. This is in Germany in the 1700s already. And Rav Mordechai Benet, he was the Rav of Nikolsburg, came out with a whole thing that no one could print machzorim. In this, the idea of having the machzorim set up with the tefillos, with all the piyutim, with everything. He said for 25 years not. It came a big tumult afterwards with Rabbi Kvega got involved. It wasn't so poshut. There's a different approach, though. The approach of the Shoyal Umeshiv. Rabbi Yosef Shol Natanzan, he has a different mahalach than the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer's mahalach was, this is not even so much a Choshen Mishpat factor, but it was universally accepted that you have a right to demand, don't print my Sefer, because of, this is important for Torah. But then it would only be for Torah, I don't know, music, other things, Vesach Nisht, for Torah. The Shoyal Umeshiv has a different attitude. He talks about, well, let's give you a little bit of background. There's a sefer on Shulchan Aruch, and most modern Shulchan Aruch that's printed. The Mishnah Berurah prints it even in the Mishnah Berurah. Besides the Mishnah Berurah, there's a few things. There's Pischei Tshuva. In the 1850s, there was a printer, Rabbi Yosef Hirsch Balaban. He decided to print a very fancy, elaborate Shulchan Aruch with a ready Shach, Taz, Magen Avraham, all kind of things on the side. And he even wanted to insert Pischei Tshuva. Now you have to cap. Pischei Tshuva at that time was being sold as a separate sefer. Actually, not by the Mechaber, but from someone who bought the rights. Someone bought from him the rights to sell Pischei Tshuva. Now, Rabbi Yosef Hirsch Balaban wanted to have Pischei Tshuva inserted into the Shulchan Aruch. The person who bought the rights to sell Pischei Tshuva ad hoc said, no, people aren't going to buy my Pischei Tshuva. But the other guy says, okay, but maybe someone doesn't want to buy your $75 Pischei Tshuva, but maybe to just pay $100 instead of $98 for the Shulchan Aruch, which just has the Pischei Tshuva, that item he wants to buy. I'm selling a different product. But it's the same Pischei Tshuva. You know, there's Kovitz Mefarshim. I don't know if we have time to talk about Kovitz Mefarshim. You know, Rabbi Chanan's Kovitz Shurim is not in the Kovitz. There are certain Sfarim that are not in the Kovitz Mefarshim. It's a whole Gedank, not for now. Some things are able to make it into the Kovitz Mefarshims. Some things are not. Some things are able to make it into the Lama Lerin and Choveret. Some things are not. You have to know what can get in. But this was an idea that the fight about the Pischei Tshuva, the guy, and it's not even the author of the Pischei Tshuva, but the person that bought the rights, against someone else who says, I just want to corroborate it, you know, part of a much larger idea, a bigger idea, Shulchan Aruch with so many Mefarshim. Rabbi Yosef Shol Natanzan in the Tshuva there, and in a few other places also writes, a person owns his creations. A person makes payrice. A person can work in a field. A person can create something. When a person with his mind creates chidushei Torah, or music, or even, I would say, an idea of running a summer program, running a Yarchei Kala, not Mir Yeshiva Yarchei Kala, is Mir Yeshiva Yarchei Kala, but let's say like a Stama Zaitika outside the box program, and someone wants to try to take the ideas on how to promote something, ideas on creating something, making lyrics of a song, the music of a song, Chidushei Torah. A person owns that. And the Shoyal Umeshiv makes a big trust, and that's why you cannot put that Pischei Tshuva in, because the person, Sai, the original owner, and the owner who sold it to that guy, you own your thoughts. Your, what you use with your mind also belongs to you. And that, Rabbi Say, is a huge machloikis hapoiskim. The Shoyal Umeshiv talks about it in the Tshuva. I think we brought it in the book. It's fascinating that in the Hakdama to the new Shagas Aryeh, there's a few haskamas. You know what haskamas are in the 1700s. Yeah? So the Shoyal Umeshiv writes over there, he writes first about that the Shagas Aryeh is a gaval. It was after his Pthira already, the Shagas Aryeh, but he writes he was a going godl and everything. And then he says, and what you're asking me that it should be hasagas gvul, that people shouldn't print it? I don't even need to write about that. Kinyan Kaspoy who? What's Kinyan Kaspoy? The Chedushim! It's his! This is the Shoyal Umeshiv Lishitasai. It belongs to him! It's his! He, Avada, has a right to say not to print it. So what's the purpose of this saying that there's a Cherim for 15, 20 years? According to the Shoyal Umeshiv, catch you, hold your seats. It's being Mechadish that in 20 years from now you can! Of course you couldn't until now! It's Yenis! You can't steal it! The Chassam Sofer and the old other machine of Achroinim were going that be'etzem a person has a right to stop you from printing his things, whether it's because of Shmiras HaTorah or because of Mominus. The Shoyal Umeshiv is saying punk fakert. You own your ideas. You have an idea of how to run a Shatchanas program, a music, or any kind of program. You did a novel approach, you were mechadish something, it's not so pashit. You own that. Now that's a big machlokes. Does a person own his creations? I saw in a michtav from the Rogatchover. He brings a raya, I put it in the Maram Makayim, it's very interesting. A doctor is allowed to charge a lot for refuah, and the makar is the Ramah, based on a Ramban, is because he studied for that. Meaning, his knowledge of refuah is what he owns. And he can charge you for that, an exorbitant price. I don't know about getting the refund on the Medicaid, whatever, I don't know, kupa sechoylem, but whatever it is, his right to charge is that he owns his knowledge that he's implementing based on what he studied. That's also, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch Shavua. Someone asked me, what in the world is it doing in the Maram HaKoyimus? You have to be the Rogatchov for that. The Rogatchov is Shtel Su. The Rogatchov is in a tshuva, actually, the two brothers that are fighting about who has rights to the Kisveyat of the great-grandfather. And it's a lot of Maram HaKoyimus, Kedarka Shal Rogatchov, but he also quotes this Yediya. You own your Chedushim. Now, there's also Printing a shas is already not so much new ideas. It's the basic format. Again, there's different prints and all kinds of things. There's hagoyis and there's tzioinim and there's lots of different things always being added. But our standard shas that we have is from the Rum brothers in Vilna. And it's very interesting, very bekitzer of the story. There was actually in the early 1800s, the Shapiro brothers. They were the children of Rav Pinchas Mikaretz. And they were running the printing business of shas. And the Shapiro brothers had a cherem from a lot of big gedolim for the next 15, 20 years into the 1830s. And I don't remember the details, but the Rum brothers suddenly angled into the business. The Chassam Sofer got involved. Rabbi Kivega got involved. It actually turned into sort of a machloikis between Misnagdim and Chassidim. Somehow that developed into the process. Machloikis is a shver azach. Both the Shapiro brothers and the Rum brothers had a terrible unglick. One of them, someone committed suicide in the factory, and then they had to go to jail for a few years. The Rum brothers had a big sreifa. You have to know, Lemaisa, fact is, we have the Rum brothers, shas. Now, a person records a shir. I heard there's an interesting shaila. There was a Rav, a very chashav, one of the gedolim, this is the many years ago, when he was much younger, he recorded shiurim for like a daf yomi program, the Gantz Shas, and he was paid. He was paid a salary for this company that wanted it to be on the phone, available on the phone. But then he wanted it also to be sold on, what did they call it a century ago when we were kids in the 70s, 80s, tapes, yeah? So who owns it? Who owns it? The guy that said the shiur that sat in his house recording it, or the company that had paid him and initiated he should do that? Who owns the thing? Now, when you're talking about a recording and making copies of recordings, let's even talk about music straight out to the point. How do you prevent someone, if you don't want him to just make ultra-duper amount of copies of what you your creation? Please tell him not. Yeah, please doesn't help. There's three basic ones that the Paiskim talk about. You can sell it al tanai. The guy doesn't want to be a gazlan. This is not even on Yom Hapach. You're selling it al tanai. I'm making it tanai. You do this, then it's not yours. You sell it al tanai. You can do a shiur. Shiur bebailus is that you mitchila say, I'm not selling it to you totally. There's a difference between shiur and tanai, not for now. And the third option is that you tell him, I'm not even selling it to you, I'm only renting it. A long-term rental for 100 years, but you're renting it, and therefore you don't have rights for the duplication of it. There's a lot of more details, but Birshuschem, I want to just go back to the Gemara about the fish. And the Gemara had said that someone else was already trying to get the fish. He actually put out a net even, or this various pshatim in the Gemara, which we don't have time to, but I want to say an akuda. There's a medrash. The medrash says that a person comes up l'mayla, may have esrim, and they say, did you learn Mikra? Did you learn Mishnah? Did you learn Gemara? Did you learn Sefri, Sefra, Talmud, Bavli, Yerushalmi, Mechilta? And the guy starts saying, I didn't have the koyach, I didn't have the moyach, I didn't have the kishrin. And the famous medrash, everyone quotes it, Oylem Yamadin, they tell him, Reb Yitz, so what did you do? He said, I had a fishing business. What did you do? I planted flax, I made nets, I put them in the water, I ran the financial aspect of selling the fish, fresh fish, sold here, I worked all that out. Oh, Stirim in Eubay, for that you had Koyach and Moyach. Elamai, that's the Toychacha to a person. The Kana Ben Shoyel. What's harder, what's more challenging? To run a fishing business, or to figure out Pshat and Shver Rashi and harav it through a sugya? L'chayr, the harav it through the sugya is harder. So the guy still has the teretz. I had the cup for the fishing business. I didn't have the cup to work out Shvera Girsis and a Goyin and Pshat and a Mechilta from a Rashi. That I didn't have the cup for. So what is the answer? The answer is, of course, a fishing business is a lot easier to do. Aber it's b'chol life in a challenge. So how did you know how to do that? Posakta lichiyuse. This is my life. My livelihood depends on it. If your life depends on knowing Pshat and the Rashi, then you can do it as well.